This podcast is brought to you by Rock My Wedding, the UK's most influential wedding brand.
Bonjour.
Hola.
We come to you today from a different location, don't we?
Yeah.
We're in the big smoke today. It's a bit noisy, so apologies if you hear people and the massive clodhoppers above us walking around. A bit of aircon here and there. But hopefully it'll sound all right. I think it sounds all right, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we had logistical issues today.
Yeah, we did.
I had to be in London. And so had to sort of bring everyone.
So we've had to follow.
Yeah, so bring everyone here on the train, put all the equipment.
And I've brought a really nice cold along. So again, sorry about that as well, because I'm sounding great.
Today's podcast is all about DIY.
Yes, today we're going to be talking all things DIY, like decor-based
yes.
DIY. Because DIY sort of crosses over to two things. There's the whole DIY in the sense of like the marquee thing, but we're going to do that as a separate episode later in this series. Today will all be about the decor. So I thought we'd start by talking about the challenges of a DIY wedding. I think it's something that a lot of couples think is going to be really fun and exciting. And it is fun and it is exciting to do all the DIY bits. I can, from personal experience, I can tell you that it is. So I made over 600 flowers for my wedding.
Because you're mental.
Because I'm insane. But that is why I can tell you about the challenges. It is great. But the thing with it is it takes so long. However long you think it's going to take for you to complete your DIY tasks, I mean, triple that time. Because it will take far longer than you anticipated, because you also have to have life in yeah. the midst of doing your DIY. There's only so many evenings that you can spend making things before you start to feel a little bit insane.
I think the perception is that you do DIY or personalise your wedding, which is true, it will, yeah. but that it will also save money,
mm-hmm.
which it can do,
yeah.
but it depends how much you value your time.
And that's the big thing. I can't go on enough about how long these things are going to take you.
Yeah.
And you're right, it might save you a bit of money, but you're going to spend a lot of time doing it. And it is worth it, because when you get there on the day, you look at everything you've made. You know, I'm looking at my 600 flowers thinking, it was so worth it, they look great.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone else really noticed though? It's like one of those things, like, I'm not sure anyone else really noticed that I'd spent a million hours making 600 flowers. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those things.
And in that respect, I'll say it depends how much you value what other people think.
Yes.
Versus I think a lot you feel about it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people go into a DIY wedding thinking, this is going to look really impressive. People are going to think I'm really good at this sort of stuff. But actually, not many people will really notice it. Or notice how hard you've worked.
No.
That's the thing.
Well, I don't think it's that obvious.
Well, quite.
Because even sometimes quite simple projects.
Yeah.
Can take quite a long time if there's lots yeah. of different elements to it.
Absolutely, you're right. I look back and I think each one of my flowers that I made is made up of 9 circles of fabric, and then each one of those circles of fabric is stitched onto the other one, and then you have to thread a piece of wire through the back of the fabric, then you need to add another piece of wire for a stem, then you've got to wrap. No one's got a clue that I've sat there and
no.
done all of that painstaking work. No one's got a clue that that's what's gone into it. So I think you have to be willing to accept that your hard work might not be as appreciated as
no.
as you think it might be.
Although it might be. But it's everything to take into consideration.
Depends what you want to get out of it, why yeah. you're doing it. You've really got to do it for yourself.
Why are you doing it?
Exactly, that's what it is. That's my point. Thanks,
yeah.
Charles.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
And on Rock My Wedding, if you go into our DIY section on the main menu, we have specifically put together some very, very simple,
yes.
cost-effective
yes.
projects. Obviously, some take longer than others.
Yeah.
But literally, we've tried to go on like the 30 minutes or below
yeah.
mark
yeah.
because which is hilarious, I'm actually doing this podcast, I'm the least DIY savvy person ever. And I'll be the first, because I've got no patience.
Yeah.
I'd like stomp my feet and get annoyed.
And so it would be absolutely pointless you even trying to do something.
It would take things away from me.
Exactly.
I can design something and yeah. I can like specify and I can curate, if that's yeah. the right word. But I am just not interested in
yeah.
anything like that.
And I think that's really my point. You've got to be really passionate about the thing that you do, and you've really got to enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
I loved doing it for my wedding, and that's fine if no one notices it, because I really enjoyed it and it was worth it for me and the whole process was great. But if you're doing it to try and get something more than that out of it, I would say don't bother.
Yeah.
Just, literally, you've got to do it for yourself and you've got to enjoy every second of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like you've just said about our DIYs that we've put on our specific section on the website, I tend to think the more simple the DIY, the better as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think you notice that from the DIY weddings that I'll put in the show notes, some of our favourite ones, they tend to be more the simple elements.
Yeah.
Because they're obviously much easier to achieve, much more achievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are. And sometimes as well, I think if something's quite simple and the way that it's displayed, I think is the right thing to say. Like if it's quite, you know, on its own in the right place in a wedding as like a piece of decor, then, you know, your guests are going to notice it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you're going to spend all that time,
make a thing of it
to notice.
Yeah. Yeah. And by making a thing of it, that you got more of a chance.
And I think, I mean, mainly this podcast is sort of about different DIY projects that you can do, and like we're going to rate things from a difficulty perspective and give you ideas of all the sorts of things that you could do yourself if that's what you want to do. But there is an element of, I suppose, what I would consider DIY is when you're designing certain bits of decor yourself, but you don't necessarily have to make something specifically. It's more about, say, sourcing slightly unusual props and using them in a different way, which I think that's not very time consuming at all.
Yeah.
Yet you are personalizing your wedding. Mm-hmm. It's perhaps something no one else had. So my sister's wedding, for example, that was a few weeks ago, her and her now husband are really into boating.
Yeah.
And I suggested to her that perhaps she could consider using like oars in some way, because I'd obviously seen it in probably a wedding that had featured on my wedding. So she went on eBay.
Yeah.
And she got herself, I think it was three oars altogether. And she used two of them, like crossing over, decorated with flowers for her ceremony.
Okay.
So at the top of the aisle, looked lovely. So it was kind of looked really lovely, but it was also, you know, personal to them.
Yeah.
And then she had one as a guest book.
Oh, cool. And everyone signed it.
So everyone signed it. Cool. And that's something now that they're going to put up on the sort of, and again, on the wall in their kitchen.
That's straightforward, isn't it? It's not, there's no faff to that. No. It's very
She just literally ordered something from eBay and then put it on a table. Talking of buying stuff from eBay.
Yeah.
Glitter balls.
Oh, I mean, you can't go wrong.
I've seen these at a couple of weddings. In fact, I've hung them from our Adamson tree in the back garden.
Yeah.
Because they look ace, you know.
And they're great to have just hung outside in trees.
Like, exactly. Just a little bit of outdoor decor.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're creating something yourself, but essentially you're just buying some glitter balls from eBay. And they're pretty reasonably priced.
Yeah.
And then once you've used them, do you resell them on?
Yeah.
Another place you can buy great items for your DIY project is Hobbycraft.
Yeah.
We can't not mention it, because they do all the basics very, very well.
Yes.
So you can purchase those items and then mix and match and curate things to create your own piece of DIY decor, essentially.
Yeah.
Lauren, who works for us, she made this amazing like family tree.
It's so good.
Yeah. Flowers, hoops that she bought from Hobbycraft with family photos in the middle of them.
Yeah.
Looks immense.
Yeah.
And has that sort of like personal quality to it.
Yeah.
Something that the guests can engage with and look
at. And it's one of those things as well then, that whoever's in those photos can take that hoop at the end of the day and they've got a little something from your wedding.
Exactly. Really lovely and relatively inexpensive.
Yeah.
Talking of hoops, decorate them with a couple of flowers.
Yeah.
Faux flowers, because you can literally do those before the wedding and take them on the day.
As well, aren't they?
They can look great.
Yeah.
And so you can do like a backdrop for your ceremony.
Yeah.
We even did a DIY tutorial where you can make one for your flower girl bouquet or bridesmaid bouquet.
And it's one of those things again, isn't it, where say your flower girls had them walking down the aisle, you can then repurpose them as a backdrop at your wedding breakfast.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they look amazing.
And I think we had quite a large one with faux flowers on, which came in under 15 quid.
Yeah.
So
absolute bargain,
you know, and took less than 30 minutes to make.
Yeah, again, you can find that on our DIY section of the blog. And the other thing is, a lot of people will say, you know, get X, Y, and Z involved to help you in this, that, and the other. But just be aware that you might not have any creative friends. I can't believe that none of my friends could not cut a circle of fabric, like literally. Because I thought, you know, I'll have a couple of parties, and if we'll get together, we'll all cut some fabric. We'll all, you know, not a single one. Could do it. And I was like, oh, I can't have that, because not even round.
They're not up to your standards.
And that's the thing. Depending on the type of person yeah. you are, that it's not always that easy to delegate it, especially if you've got a certain vision in your mind.
Yeah.
If you're not going to be able to fulfill it, you're going to feel stressed. So it's all those little things that I would hate for someone to think they can have a DIY wedding, but end up just feeling stressed by the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things that just really needs to be thought out. And also the other thing is, because I'm that creative person, I get asked a lot to help people with things. And of course you don't mind helping your friends out. That's absolutely
although,
fine.
Don't ask me.
But I mean, one, don't ask Charlotte. And two, don't ask me for endless hours of help. it's just, if you've got these ideas in your mind, but you're not that creative yourself, but you know you've got a creative friend, don't pull on them too much.
What we're trying to say is, obviously make the most of your friends and family that can help you.
Yes.
But I suppose you've got to set expectations on both sides. Yes. As in, you know, it's great if they offer to help, but does that mean a few hours rather than...
Yes,
you know,
that's exactly what I'm trying to say.
A fortnight worth of evenings of making something for you.
Because your friends are
going to
want to help you and they're not going to want to say no. They're not going to want to say, oh, again, like, you need me to come again. So you really do have to just bear in mind that you're not putting too much pressure on your mates, because I guess it's...
Well, they might not be your mate at the end.
Exactly.
Along the lines of simplicity.
Yeah.
And obviously to actually do the DIY yourself rather than sort of relying on friends.
Mm.
Place settings is a good one, I think. Even I could manage that. In terms of the name for your place setting, I mean, you need a luggage tag and some twine or ribbon or string.
And it's not like you've got to have a travel themed wedding to be able to pull that off as well.
Exactly.
It can be, you know, so such a neutral
Whatever.
Thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And then it's having things on your table that, you know, in each place setting that's relevant to you. It can be literally a single stem.
Yeah.
We had a great one, a wedding that we'll put on the show notes, where they used lemons.
Oh, I love that one.
As place settings.
Yeah, and they just literally put a little pin in the lemon with the name on it.
Which adds colour. You know, it's citrusy. Yeah. It's a bit different.
So, and the thing with that type of DIY as well is that can be put together, you know, a couple of nights before the wedding. So when it comes to the day, you...
Or even on the morning. I mean, if your venue has got... any kind of like on the day planner or someone that's looking after it, which it should do if they specify in weddings, they can do it for you.
Yeah. It's not a difficult thing.
No, you know, the labels are already pinned to your peach or
you've prepped them the couple
apple.
Of nights before
whatever it
is. Doing is put out.
Yeah,
because that's the other thing with DIY weddings is we've planned for all this time to actually make the DIY, but I don't think people plan for the time to actually set the DIY up. And that's a big element that gets forgotten along the way, I think.
Because you have to, if you think about your venue, I mean, unless it's down the road, which very few people get married down the road, you have got to plan in the time to take whatever decor it is with you to either set up on the morning, i.e. delegate someone to set it for you, or your venue planner, depending on where it is you're getting married. You've got to give them the instructions how to do it.
Yeah.
They've got to have enough time to do it.
Yeah.
Because likely your venue's probably had a wedding the day before.
Yeah.
So they only would be cleared by X time. Yeah. So say you cannot go into your actual venue until 11 a.m.
Yeah.
And your ceremony might be at 1.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to factor all these things in.
Yeah.
And again, we're not here to tell you like, get really stressed about it.
Yeah.
We're just trying to tell you that is just
the
that's how
fact
it is.
Of it. Yeah.
So do you want to spend
like
say an hour of your getting ready time when you could
doing
be
that.
Having Prosecco and a croissant?
And it's making sure they know exactly what you want as well.
Yeah.
You know, how do you, that happened for my wedding. So my ceremony and my breakfast were in the same space.
Mm-hmm.
So we had our ceremony, then we had to vacate the space, go across the road, have our drinks reception whilst it was set up for the wedding breakfast. I couldn't do that, obviously, because that's your time where you go and have your photos, you know, you're greeting your guests. So I entrusted my wonderful friend and said to her, please, 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 will you set it up? I know how I see it in my head. But that's also I realise that's a massive ask for me to say to her, can you just put my wedding out as I envisage it in my brain, please? Please don't get it wrong, get it right. It's a lot to ask. So again, it's that passing on a responsibility to somebody else with your vision and something you've made yourself and them getting it right.
Yeah.
There's got to be a certain element of, if that's how it is, you've got to be happy with however it is.
So you've got to consider the cost of buying all the DIY stuff.
Oh my God.
You've got to consider the time to make whatever it is that you're making.
Yeah.
You've got to get it there to your venue. You've got to then set it up.
Yeah.
So if you're not having that many DIY elements and say, for example, you've got a stationer doing a stationery, you've got a florist who's doing the vast majority of your decor mm-hmm. because your decor is floral,
yeah.
then to a certain extent, particularly the florals, that's their responsibility.
Yeah.
So you're taking away responsibility from yourself, which was what I did personally.
Right.
So I had, you know, floral decor was my main decor.
Yeah.
Really. And so I didn't even have to worry about it because I knew that someone else was turning up and doing it for me.
Mm.
And then I had some florals moved from the ceremony to my reception because, you know, multi-use and all that. And I just mentioned it to the venue and they made sure that those were moved to the right place.
Yeah.
So I just didn't have that stress.
Yeah, you didn't have to even think about it at all.
No. And there might be things like, for mine, as I've said, I was absolutely rubbish. I did DIY nothing, except I did this prop box for some photos at the end of the evening where, and I literally had a basket, I think I bought it from HomeSense or something like that, and then put in like, you know, funny glasses and hats
and there you go.
Wigs and stuff.
It's so simple, isn't it?
And some little signs and people took photos of each other and had a right old laugh.
And if you can get carried away with this, with the DIY thing, mm-hmm. you really don't have to.
No.
If you want to do some sort of elements of DIY, it doesn't have to be the centerpiece. It can be something as simple as that, getting a basket and some fun, you know, accessories.
Yeah.
But yeah. Going back to what you said about considering the cost as well, I think when you budget for your DIY wedding, you need a contingency budget because if you've never done this specific DIY project before, really, you've got no idea how much material you need, how long it's going to take, all that sort of stuff. So for example, if you plan on spray painting a load of tin cans for your centerpieces, say, that you're going to have flowers in or whatever, if you've never used spray paint on, I don't know, 50 tin cans before, you're not going to know how much spray paint you actually need.
No, and we know from personal experience, don't we, from doing a shoot,
that there was a lot of cans of spray paint. There is way more than you think you're going to need.
Yeah.
You don't actually get that much paint out of one can of spray paint.
No.
So it is really need to over budget because you're definitely going to spend more than you think. And it goes back to what you were saying, that sometimes it doesn't necessarily cost you any less.
No.
But it will cost you more in time. So it's something you've really, really got to consider and try and price up
as best as you can.
Yeah.
My favourite sort of DIY decor piece for any wedding, which I have mentioned in a previous podcast, is the table plan.
Yes. And we've talked about this before.
We have. Because it is the one piece of decor that all of your guests are going to look at.
Yeah.
Because they want to know where they're going to sit.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do something,
pick that.
It can be representative of you as a couple.
Yeah.
So, like you mentioned before, having a travel theme, we've seen some table plans that are a map.
Yeah.
So you can use each table as a place where you've been together or you'd like to go together.
Yeah.
You can buy great maps, choose your own pins and flags. And so really the DIY element of it is minimal.
There's lots of very simple table plans you can do, isn't there? We've seen lots of weddings over the years, haven't we, with ladders and plant pots and very, very simple things to put together that you can find easily and you can find cheaply. Pallets, picture frames, all those sort of things. People writing on glass. They're very simple things to put together.
Yes.
But if you want an element that you've done yourself, that's definitely the way to go. And we asked on Instagram, what are people doing? What are they doing DIY for their wedding? And the table plan is one of the main things that people are doing. And it's an enjoyable thing, isn't it? The table plan, to put that together. Lots of people saying table plan, mirrored table plan, name places.
There's all those escort cards, which we mentioned. And that's another easy thing to do. Because again, you're almost using like a number tag or a name tag.
Yeah.
And then putting it on a bud vase with flowering.
Yes. Very simple.
And it looks lovely.
Yeah.
Put it on a nice tray.
And that's one of those things that it's not overly time consuming either. You'll spend enough time on it, but not enough time to get stressed over it. Because,
exactly.
I mean, there's only so many people coming to your wedding. so many tags that you can write, isn't there? Of course, the other thing to think about when you're having a DIY wedding is using someone else's DIY wedding. So if you like that look and you like that feel, you can go onto eBay or, I don't know, Facebook Marketplace, and you'll find that people are selling the DIY that they had at their own wedding.
And you can repurpose it for yourself and add your own elements to it. So you're not having to make the whole palette or whatever it is yourself. But
if you like that whole, like the jam jar look with the, you know, we still see that a lot with the twine and the flowers and all that sort of stuff. Someone else has already made it and they're willing to sell it you for hardly anything. That's definitely an option to consider. Exactly. Signage. Loads of people have made signage for their wedding that's general, generic signage.
Yeah.
Why not just have theirs instead of having to make your own?
Exactly. But on along the lines of upcycling anyway, I mean, obviously brilliant.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Weddings, as we know, can cost a lot of time, money, energy.
Yeah.
And then what happens to everything afterwards?
Exactly.
So if you can repurpose something from someone else's wedding that you like, or if you can upcycle anything and use it for your wedding rather than buying new, you don't always have to buy new.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, you see sometimes in weddings, they have like an outdoor seating area.
Yeah.
Again, depending on your venue and what their restrictions are. And they've got, like, I don't know, like an amazing chest of drawers or sideboard that they've painted.
Yeah.
And that's where they put their cake display table on.
Yeah.
So you get this, you know, get a sideboard from eBay for 50 quid that you would, that you really like and you're going to use in your house afterwards as a piece of furniture.
Exactly.
Paint it.
It's all those little bits, isn't it?
Paint it within the colour scheme of your wedding.
Yeah.
Get everyone to bake a cake.
Yeah.
You want bake one or not, as the case may be. I mean, just buy it from supermarket. And, you know, have yourself a bake-off for the dessert.
Yeah.
Have a lovely piece of decor.
Absolutely.
Doesn't cost much.
No.
And you're repurposing something.
Well, I'm going to put...
Win-win.
I'm going to put loads of... great DIY weddings in the show notes for this episode anyway. But one that I particularly liked was Kat and Dave's, because they said, this quote from their Real Wedding write-up, "We bought and customised a lot of furniture from our favourite charity shop in Nottingham, with the majority of pieces being donated back to them afterwards."
Oh,
isn't that nice?
Yeah.
There's a real sort of... ethical way of having a DIY wedding that, you know, is beneficial.
And supporting their local community
Absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So I think that's a really nice way to approach it.
You can make your DIY project as low maintenance as you want.
Yeah.
Depending on the effect that you are.
There's definitely varying degrees, isn't there?
Yeah. Centerpieces, for example. I mean, you can go all out
Absolutely.
On those, can't you?
Yeah.
Or you can keep it very simple and it will be just as effective. So say you want... you know, lit by candlelight.
Yeah.
Well, that can be relatively straightforward because you need, you know, some candles.
Yeah.
And
tick.
And a way of displaying them.
Yeah.
Or if you want to do some quite sort of dramatic floral arrangement with extra props.
Yeah.
And have a different one per table, then that can be quite time consuming to have to
fish,
buy all of the stuff that you need to work out how you're going to style each piece. You know, if you've got five tables, then maybe that's okay. If you've got 10, then that's another thing entirely.
And it's that thing of, I suppose you're saying, you know, you want flowers as your centerpieces. You want it to look impactful. You want to do it yourself, but you need to keep it simple. You could go down the route of, if you're more au fait with that sort of stuff and you're willing to tackle a more difficult DIY, you can follow one of our floral crate centerpiece DIYs on the blog. Or to get the same effect but make it much more simple, you can choose to use bottles instead, or wood vases with the single stems. But obviously you use more of those to create a more dramatic look, but it's a much simpler process. So it's definitely varying degrees of how difficult you make it.
And for the impact thing, if you're considering doing that, because bottles will go on to tell you more about how versatile they are anyway.
Oh, we've got a lot of love for bottles, haven't we?
It's considering using different types of glass and different types of heights.
Different colours.
Different colours.
Yeah.
You know, and it's still only single stems, but it's how you do that. I personally like it where everything is the same. One of the most amazing centrepieces I've ever seen, and this goes back years. I'm not even exaggerating. Admittedly, I think at the time she was like the editor of Vogue or something like that. But we'll just brush that to one side. Is she just had white tulips.
Right.
Just white tulips.
That's my favourite all-time flower.
Single stems.
Right.
In varying different heights of bottle for each table centre.
I love it.
And it looked so simple, so clean.
Yeah.
So pretty.
Yeah.
And I mean, it must have had an impact on me because I remember it now and I've seen 5,000 other
variations. And this goes back to what we said earlier on in the episode, that sometimes the more simple your DIY, the more effective it is, the better it is.
Sometimes everything can be a bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
Because I have been to weddings like that where there's so much going on.
Yeah.
You don't know what, like, oh, look look at that, look at that, look at that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's what, I think one or two key elements.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is really all
focus
you need
on those for your...
Which is a lot less stress.
Yeah, I agree.
A lot
I think
less,
you're right.
A lot less spend.
Yeah.
And a lot less time.
Yeah, I think you're right. And if in doubt, go for bottles. Should we talk about our love for bottles?
Yes.
The versatility of a bottle.
You know, have your drinks with your friends.
Yeah.
Drink responsibly.
Please do.
I like that. Soak the labels off.
Yeah.
And, you know, beer bottles, wine bottles, gin bottles.
Yeah. All the bottles.
All the bottles. Our creative director, Adam, had lots of Hendrix.
He did.
For his wedding. Had them as favours on the table.
Yeah.
Had them as
many
vessels.
Thanks for that.
Many thanks. Had vessels for florals, yeah, up and down the trestle tables that he had. Yeah. So you've got like kind of that, the monochrome element of it, because that is the design of that particular brand.
Yeah.
And then you've got like the floral, bright floral
against
element
that.
Against that.
Looks so
which
good.
Is really impactful. Doesn't mean that you need 100 Hendrix gin bottles.
Yeah.
Or they can if you want. You just need
just
a
enough.
Few
yeah.
clustered.
Yeah.
And you know, and if that seems like too much of an effort, then beer bottles.
Yeah.
You know, they come, again, you can, you know, when they do that like faded sort of brownie coloured
yeah.
glass.
That's really cool, doesn't it?
I've seen people hang them from trees, from ribbon with
yeah.
a single stem in,
yeah.
which looks lovely for your outdoor decor.
We've recently done a seating plan with them, haven't we? Which you can
yeah.
find in our DIY section, which just looks so good.
Yeah.
And so simple.
So
to
each
achieve.
Table has a bottle, essentially.
Yeah.
Stems coming out of the top.
Yeah.
Set on like a piece of upcycled, I think it's like a chest of drawers
yeah.
or a sideboard or
yeah.
something we've done it on. And you've then got the names of the people literally just painted on
bottle.
Each bottle.
They're amazing. So simple. You can line your aisle with them. You can have them strung over the edge of your chairs, down your aisle.
Yeah.
Literally, the possibilities are endless. You can stick candles in the top of them. You can also put fairy lights in them. I don't know if you've seen those new fairy lights you get, and they've got like stoppers on the end so you can actually fit them into bottles.
Oh, yes.
And they look so nice.
They look really pretty at
nighttime.
Really,
really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if in doubt, go for bottles.
We're going to take you through a list of DIY projects that you might want to consider.
Mm-hmm.
We have tried to put them into categories of easy, medium difficulty, and then really quite time consuming.
We have, yeah.
So hopefully, before you enter into anything, you'll have a fair idea of
yeah.
what might be involved.
Indeed.
So, easy. Confetti cones.
We have a tutorial for those.
We do. DIY section on what
even you could do those.
Even I could do those, that's right. Blackboards, as long as you've got half decent handwriting or you
yeah.
know somebody that has,
yeah.
You can literally just use some chalk. And
yeah, or chalk pen even is
exactly,
really
exactly, whatever
really
you need
easy.
To on there.
Yeah.
You could use like a bit of foliage, decorate the top of the blackboard,
yeah.
some flowers, ask your florist to add a bit of stuff on
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Even you can use like faux flowers if
yeah.
you want to sort of do it more DIY, but
that's
again,
such a simple little way
long.
Of adding a little decorative element
yeah.
to the day, isn't it?
In your ceremony, add ribbons to your chairs, particularly as chair backs.
Yeah.
Again, doesn't take that long to tie those on, especially if you're just going to do, say, the chairs that are right at the side of the aisle.
Yeah.
You don't have to do every chair,
yeah.
especially if you've got 200 people in your ceremony.
Absolutely.
But that's what we've tried to say the whole way through this podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Consider sort of the quantity
absolutely.
Of what you're doing, because you don't necessarily need hundreds of
no.
one thing.
And if you want them, say you wanted to put ribbons on the back of your wedding breakfast chairs, you do every other one.
Yes.
Not every single
not
chair
every
doesn't
single
need
exactly.
strings of ribbon coming from the back.
No. Bottle table plan, which we've already mentioned.
We
wooden pallets
yes,
are great. In the same
are.
Way, like blackboards, you just need to sort of write something on them
yeah.
really and put a little
we've,
bit of florals
that's
on
another
there.
Thing we've got a tutorial for order of the day.
Yeah.
Just to show you how very easy
how
it is.
Easy
to
it
do
is.
That.
And also what impact it can have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Medium difficulty, I'd say guest book.
Yeah,
if you
depending
want to
on how far
like
you want to
depending
go
on how
that.
Far you want to go. Unless like my sister, like I said earlier, you just get an oar from,
yeah,
from eBay and just get
yeah.
people to write on it.
Yeah.
So that'd be easier version.
And we've got a tutorial, listen to me, bigging us up. We've got another tutorial,
oh,
do you
know,
on creating a guest book with little love letters. And so you, again, it's that sort of thing. You can take it as far
how
as
far
you want
to. How far do you
want
to take it?
Yeah.
DIY tissue pom-poms.
Now, I'll talk to you about pom-poms. Those are one thing that get underestimated, how long they
yes,
take to fluff out.
I'd agree.
Oh my goodness, those things. They're great and they look brilliant. And there's a knack to the fluffing as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, just think about those before you, don't do them on the morning.
Don't
do they'll
those.
Drive you insane.
No. Of course, the larger floral centrepieces will take longer.
Absolutely.
Table plans, if you're going sort of for, say, ladders and you're including like bud vases and photos and numbers and people's name tags.
Yeah.
Again, it's the amount of elements you want to add to it might take a little bit
longer. It's going to increase or decrease the difficulty, isn't it?
Yeah, basically. Signage in general, depending on what materials you're using and how much you're doing, how many signs you're doing. Because again, doing one blackboard for like your order of the day is one thing.
Yeah.
Doing one for directing everyone to the right place, doing one as a cocktail board.
Absolutely.
Doing another one to put your first dance song lyrics on it. You know, you can really go to town.
Yeah.
But you don't have to. That's my point. Difficult decor projects. If you want to do an entire floral chair back decoration.
Yeah. It's quite, those tasks are quite specific.
They are,
aren't they?
And you might benefit from asking your florist to do that if that's something you really want.
Yeah.
Fabric flowers, as Becky has probably told you already. If you
They were great,
like,
and I've still got my bouquet and all of that. And there's those elements to it that are amazing
because you can keep it afterwards.
You can keep it forever, but just the time.
And I'd say maximum difficulty is anything where you're making a whole display piece, which is where just stick to one thing.
Yeah.
So if you want to create your own dessert bar, then, you know, getting the furniture, upcycling it, getting all the bits and the bobs that you want to put on it, because you're not just going to want the actual desserts themselves, you're probably going to want napkins and certain cutlery.
There's a real level of organization that needs to go into it, and planning. And we asked on I'll come back to it in a bit, but on Instagram, top tips, and people are saying have your lists and work through your lists, and you know, you need to be really organized, more organized than you think you need to be. But like you've just said there, there was at least five elements to put into a dessert table.
Exactly. And also it's the finish that you're looking for as well. Because I know that we were saying, if you're having if the theme of your wedding is quite rustic, then that lends itself to quite unfinished items.
Nothing has to be absolutely perfect.
No, but if you are a perfectionist and you're like, well, actually, I want to do a DIY project, but I want it to look a professional standard, that is a bit of an issue, really, because...
Unless that's like your job.
Yeah, that's going to take you a long time, and you don't want to get stressed out in case the vision that you have in your head
isn't what ends up...
not quite the finished article.
Seeing that finished thing on Pinterest and then you being able to recreate that doesn't always go hand in hand.
No.
You know, like you say, be prepared.
Set your expectations.
Yes, absolutely. So generally, I think anything involving flowers can be quite a difficult thing when it comes to DIY, because it's having knowledge of those flowers and it's having knowledge of when you should buy them, how to keep them before you arrange them. It's all those things.
How to cut them yourself.
Exactly.
In fact, Alice...
going to be the most testing.
Alice, who runs our marketing.
Yeah.
So she ends up doing a lot of the flowers herself.
Yeah.
And she said that that was really...
She was
mega stressed. And all throughout the wedding, she wasn't, actually. Yeah. All throughout the planning, she was fine. And it was just that it was decided upon quite last minute, I think, in the run-up. And then on the day, it was like, I've actually got to do this now. I've got to make a bouquet. If you're a keen gardener, then that's fine.
But even then...
Yeah. You still got to allocate the time.
That's why we have florists, isn't it?
Yeah. So, you know, again, it's what are your skills? Can you apply them to your wedding?
Yeah.
And how much time is it going to take you?
Yeah. Is it just better to pay someone?
Basically. Food and drink is a really good aspect of your wedding to incorporate some DIY.
It is.
So to personalise it and to make a great display piece.
Yes.
Easy things to do, pre-mixed cocktails.
Yeah, on the previous episode we talked about drinks, didn't we? And personalising them and all that sort of stuff. And
because they can have like a really like nice effect, putting all those cocktails on display. Obviously, please your guests.
Get yourself a big vat of Pimm's made in advance.
Absolutely.
And, you know.
Medium difficulty, I'd say, if you're going to do a whole pimp your Prosecco station.
Yeah.
Because then you've got to think more about, okay, you've got the mixers that you've got to display, you've got the garnishes.
Have you got enough garnish?
You've got the signage and all that kind of stuff. So that's something a bit more difficult. Yeah. And then, of course, major difficulty is if you're going to do an entire bar.
Absolutely. And I think these things, again, it's going back to you've seen this... amazing marquee wedding on Pinterest, and they built their own bar out of some crates and it looks great. It's not as easy as it looks.
Well, we did it. So we created a whiskey bar for My Wedding Book, Your Day Your Way, and it looked great, but my goodness, we had to source all the, you know, the crates. We actually use a decor company at the time, but, you know, the perfect leather chair, the textiles that we wanted to kind of create that sort of look, if you like, and then getting the whiskey glasses, the right types of whiskey, the cigar bar element of it. It looks great.
There's so much more to it than you think.
Yeah. A lot of elements to it.
Yeah.
If you want that kind of look, again, like we mentioned in the last podcast about drinks that we said, you can get a mobile bar to come.
Absolutely.
They've done it all for you. Yeah. They're going to appear. Your guests are going to appreciate the aesthetics of it as much as they are if you do it yourself.
Yeah. My friend had a marquee wedding and her dad built a bar in it for her from crates and it was brilliant. He sprayed their names on it and all sorts, but it took so long for him to put it together. Mm-hmm. And because it was a, you know, they had some kegs on there and all that sort of stuff, but to make sure that that bar was sturdy enough for people to stand there and then get, you know, be served drinks from it and it not fall over. And it's a real skill to do things like that. Yes. So it's just making sure it doesn't fall over on the day and things like that, isn't it? Like you say, maybe hire a bar.
Yeah.
Unless you're highly skilled or a carpenter. So I think our top pieces of advice for having a successful DIY wedding are keep it simple, less is more.
Mm-hmm.
Extend the amount of time you think you need by at least double.
Yeah.
And really try and work out the realistic cost of things before you start.
Yes.
Do a lot of research into what your materials are going to cost. Yeah. And then weigh that up against the amount of time you think it's going to take and see if you're really going to enjoy spending
and
that
always
money on time.
Incorporate the time on the day that it's going to take you to set that
don't
piece
forget
of
about
decor
that.
Up and who's going to do it.
Yeah.
Because if you're the one that's made it and you've got this vision in your head, are you going to do it?
Yeah.
Because that's fine.
Probably not.
Give yourself enough time though, because it's just another thing I have to worry about when you want to be, you know.
Absolutely.
Drinking your champagne and all the rest of it.
And we asked you a lovely lot on Instagram what your top tips were for those of you that had DIY weddings. And this is what you've got to say. So Mrs. Lydia Costello says, let people help and don't obsess about things being perfect, which goes back to what you said about, you know, it's okay for it to be a little bit rough around the edges if that's not what you do for a living. Don't bite off more than you can chew. Thanks, Sheena Peggs. Die forward to plan, be very organised. Again, that goes back to us saying, get a list of things that you need and really stick to it. Don't give yourself too much responsibility. People are always willing to help out. That was Hannah Lauren. Start early. That's a common tip from our readers. Get ahead of DIY stuff as early as possible. Don't still be making signs the day before. Literally everybody is saying plan, be organised.
Yeah.
That's the best thing you can do. Lindsay Jordan 07 says, being organised, realistic with the outcome and the setup on the day and plenty of free time. So again, reiterating everything that we've just said. And I'll leave you with what Danielle says, which is research the finer details and stay true to what you want, not what looks good on Instagram.
Which we know is slightly ironic because obviously this information's come through Instagram.
But it is that thing of, you know, if you're looking at a professional stylist has done something that you want to replicate, it might not be quite that amazing. No.
And if you want it to
be amazing for
that
you.
Amazing, get the professional stylist in if that's within your budget.
But as always, I'm going to link in the show notes to some of our very favourite DIY weddings and different levels of DIY as well. So there'll be ones in there that are, like we've said, very simple, and then those that are on the sort of
spectacular spectrum.
Yes, of difficulty. But I think it's nice to see that these things, they are achievable if you've got the right skill set or the right set of friends and that you're having the right style of wedding for those things. And if you do want to have a DIY wedding, go to our DIY section on the website. There's loads of tutorials on there and tips and hints and things like that for you to have a successful DIY day. And I know I've been a negative Nelly. I feel like I have. But do enjoy it. And you will, if it's your type of thing, you will enjoy it. I loved mine and doing all the bits and pieces for it myself. So do try and enjoy it. Don't stress yourself out. Don't give yourself too much to do. And if you are getting stressed out by it, then just take a step back and reevaluate. Okay. Well, thanks so much for listening. And yes, everything will be on the show notes. Go and get loads of inspiration from there. Enjoy your DIY wedding and we'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by Becky and Charlotte from Rot My Wedding, the UK's most influential wedding brand. For more content, visit rotmywedding.co.uk. Follow us on Instagram @rotmywedding.
or buy the book Your Day Your Way from Amazon or any leading book retailer. This podcast is produced by We Are The Clarks.